The current tribal council approved the changes, citing concerns over the integrity of the election process and candidates. The new rules bar any candidate who's been removed from office, convicted of a crime, or has committed, quote, immoral or illegal acts against the Lacto Flambeau leadership. A group of recently impeached council members and protesters took their case to court this week, claiming the council is out to stifle dissent on the reservation. Many in the group have accused the tribal leaders of financial mismanagement and secret deals. Rhonda Snow, who is among six demonstrators who occupied a tribal building in March, says she's upset that their case won't be heard.
We're disheartened, disillusioned, and disappointed that our tribal judge can't see the immensity, the tragedy in having allowed the tribal council and the election board to remove five candidates from the ballot and not allowing our tribal members to have a fair and honest election.
Snow says her group will appeal and consider legal action in state or federal court, but for now she and her colleagues will remain off the ballot. The current Lacto Flambeau Council says it's done everything by the tribal constitution, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs left the matter entirely to them. One council member says if they allowed recently impeached council members to run again, it'd be a slap in the face for the community. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.